in it. So I act like it.
And that's what I love when you know somebody's been going through, but when you see them, you still see that power. You feel that range. You feel the anointing, and you still feel like you still want to go on. And like I said, I know it's a holler in there. I bet it's one right now, but I'm not gonna do it to you because I see the look.
I was just going to say, don't you keep on talking, because I'll holler right here. Because God is good.
Yes, Saturday, March 24th, you got to get your tickets now, brother Tyrone Roy, Miss Ruby. It's TNR Entertainment, the Two Wings Gospel Explosion is going down. Paul Poor and the Christian as Redeemed, Unlimited Brothers, Ron Land Concert Supremes is going down. You don't want to miss this. Hosted by the Queen herself, Miss Evelyn Turrentine, AG, and Bishop Richard Frank. It's going down. I'm telling you, New Bethel, it won't be the same because there's so much power in one house. Oh, my God. Get ready. She's coming from the Motor City. The God did it, ladies. Coming to host this one. And like she said, before it's over, she going to holler. Well, Mama, we thank you for your time. Before we go, any words of inspiration, anything, just tell everybody what's on your heart before we go.
No, I'd just like to say to everybody, this is a good day. It's a day that the Lord has made, and we should rejoice because he's given us the choice. You may not be happy, but you ought to have some joy. If you got Jesus, you got some joy, no matter what the situation, what the circumstances. So I'm saying to you, if you can't shout because of your situation, shout because God loves you. Shout because Jesus is yours and because he loves you. So I say to you today, look up, be encouraged, and know that somebody loves you because I love you and God does too.
All right. God bless you, Mom. We out of here. All right, Tanya. 88.1 KYT. Got to go, y'all. Love you.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
I'll tell you, God sure can change things. I'll tell you, God sure can change things. I'll tell you, God sure, he can change things.
Yes, at the twinkling of an eye, God can change things. That's why we have to be careful. While we are on this tedious journey,
oh, really?
Praise God.
Praise Him, saint.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Father God, once again we come that we may hear a word from you, word of hope, word of peace, word of redemption, even a word of faith. We ask your blessings upon all that's gathered here at this hour of the moment. Now, Lord, give me preaching power, that I may proclaim thy word, thy will, and thy way to thy people. Thou art a potter, I am the clay. Yield and steal in thy mighty hands. Have thy own way, Lord. Have thy own way. In Jesus' glorious and precious name we pray. Amen. Yes, he's sweet. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. To Evangelist Lavallee, to Minister Robinson, to the officers and members of this great church, Mount Olive Baptist Church, it's just good for us to be here. Let's give that choir a hand clap of praise. They have done a magnificent job. They may not be aware, but there is a presence in their midst. In our midst. I'm okay, but that song just kind of hit me. That was my mother's favorite song that she loved to hear her girls sing, not being disrespectful to Sis Conway. Her mother being 105 years old, she could say whatever she wanted to say. And yesterday would have been her birthday, and that song just, this is the first time since Sis Conway film that I've been able to call her name. First time. You just don't know. I know you hurt, but you just don't know my hurt. Some people's come into your life and they stay with you forever.
Yes.
Some people come into your life just for a moment.
Yes.
But those that come into your life make an impact upon you. They're with you forevermore. So I solicit your prayers this morning. Those of you that know me, know I don't control my emotions very good, whether that's good or bad, but that's just Willie Dunkley. And some people can, you know, hold it real good, but I don't do too well in that department either. Especially people that you love, people that have been good to you. There's a word I want to share with us this morning from 1 Peter. This is the Easter season. This is upon us. First Peter, chapter 1, beginning at verse 17, verse 16. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 16. And the word of the Lord says from the New King James translation, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father who, without partiality, judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from the aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. May God bless the reader and hear of his divine word. Just for a few moments to share with us nothing but the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The blood. That's what saved us. That's what redeemed us. That's what justified us, according to Paul's writing in Romans. It's through his blood that we have peace. Yeah. First Peter has been called the book of Christian disciples. Mm-hmm. Peter, being the writer of this epistle, has a long, most interesting history. All right. He was the son of Jonah, resident of Capernaum, married at his house. Jesus aided his mother-in-law. Amen. That a man was brought crippled by four friends, and they tore a hole in the top of Peter's house to let him down to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Peter, the one that denied Jesus three times. Come on. Yes, sir. Peter, that cut the ear. Of the servant when Jesus was arrested. Yes, Peter that preached his first sermon in Acts chapter 2, and 3,000 came running crying out, what must we do to be saved? That's the Peter I'm talking about. The one that was loose-lipped. Never know what Peter was going to say or even do. That's the writer of our text. He has been called the apostle of hope. Yes, sir. Come on. As Paul has been called the apostle of faith. Mm-hmm. And John, the apostle of love. Yes, sir. Yes. Peter was that inner circle of Jesus. Yeah. Peter, James, and John.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And when you look at the characteristic of those three fellows, I see why Jesus kind of kept them three close to him. James and John was called sons of thunder. They was hanging out with Jesus, but then they wanted to burn down Samaria. Yeah. And you never knew what Peter was going to do.
Yeah.
But in several cases, Jesus took those three with him.
Yes,
he wouldn't leave him with them other fellows when he would go off.
Well.
He made sure those three was with him.
Yeah.
Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, he brings those three just a rock throw from where he was. But he left others at the gate.
Yes, sir.
He knew that they had something in them, but yet he had to get it out of them.
Yeah.
Temperament had to be changed, so he had to spend time. You know, if you realize it, if you got more than one child, one of those children you're going to have to spend a little more time with. You love them all. Hear me good, please, hear me good. But there's always going to be one child that's going to need your attention just a little bit more.
Yes.
Even when they're grown.
You're right.
You own it?
Be one.
Yeah.
I got one. You own it?
Come on now.
Loving the devil. but you know, I used to say, when they're grown and gone, you're through. Uh-uh. You're just getting started. But thanks be to God. That's the Peter that's writing, and he's writing to the church that's been scattered all over Asia Minor, and he writes to encourage them. Nero, the emperor, has gone crazy, burning up churches and killing the believers. So they're on the run for their lives. But Peter wants them to know that even though you are going through persecution, but you got to stay holy because God is holy.
Yes. Yeah.
Even though you're suffering, but you got to keep the faith and you got to keep trusting God because he's going to bring you through whatever you're going through.
Yes.
You know, sometimes when we're going through things, we want to throw in the towel.
Yes.
But there's not time to throw in the towel, but that's the time to bend down on your knees.
Amen.
Give God some praying time and seek his wisdom and seek his understanding and then do what he says do.
Yes.
You wanted them to know that they were strangers on earth, but they had an inheritance in heaven.
Yes.
And I come by to tell you, you've been born again, you are a stranger, sojourner here, but your home is up in heaven. We are just passing through here.
Yes, sir.
This is a temporary place.
Yeah. Yes.
It's sort of like in the military. I don't know if they still do it or not. We are on TDY here. Temporary duty.
Yeah, right.
But there's going to come a time when he's going to call us home to have a permanent home.
Yeah.
I heard him say over in John's gospel, that in his father's house are many mansions. And I'm going to prepare a place for you that where I am, that ye may be also, that I will be back to receive you unto myself.
Yes, all right.
So Peter wanted them to know. And he wants us to know. He's writing to encourage them. And as we read the word, he encouraged us to hang in there. Because it's all about the blood of Jesus. And without blood, there cannot be life in this physical body.
No, sir. That's right.
And if the blood is not pure, there will not be life in this physical body. So it is with the spiritual body. The blood of Jesus is flowing through the Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
Yes, sir.
The blood of Christ keeps Christianity alive.
Yes. Yes.
Blood is spoken of 427 times in the Bible. So it's easy to see this is not a minor thing. Without the blood, the gospel is dead. We are deprived, Jesus said, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin, the forgiveness of sin. Matthew 26:28. In this epistle that Peter writes, there are five chapters. 105 verses, 2,482 words, according to Boyd's Bible Handbook. And verse 20 lets us know that even before Jesus went to Calvary, it was foreordained before the foundation of the world that he would go out of a bond. The plan for man's salvation was in the heart of God before sin ever entered the heart of man.
Amen.
Before Adam ever sinned in the garden. Before Abraham lied and said Sarah was his sister.
Yes.
Before Moses killed the Egyptian and tried to run away.
Yes.
God had already instituted a plan for the salvation of man.
Yes.
He knew that we was going to need to be saved.
Yes.
And he knew the only way it could happen would be through the precious blood of his son.
Yes.
Did you hear it? Didn't you read in the script where it said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believeth should not perish but have everlasting life. Not only did God know what Jesus was going to do, but he planned it. Jesus would come to this world and die on the cross for our sins. Isaiah wrote about it 700 years before it even happened. Yes, sir. Isaiah 53 and 6. For we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Yes, we have turned to everyone his own way. Just did your own thing. Yes. And the Lord has laid on him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Yes, sir. Jesus said it himself. Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be saved, but to give his life a ransom for many. Yeah, right. Jesus' blood is precious. Yes, blood is running through your veins. It's precious. Yes, it gives you aliveness. Yes, sir. It's precious. And it's precious, first of all, because of its redemptive power.
Yes.
Ephesians 1 and 7 say, for in him, Jesus, we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace.
Yes.
It's his shedded blood. Hebrews said, without the shedding of the blood, there would be no forgiveness of sin. Jesus himself died for us.
Yes.
Peter added, we are not redeemed with silver and gold, precious stones.
Yes.
But the precious blood of Christ.
Yes.
All of that is temporary.
Yes.
All of that, you will leave it and it'll leave you.
Yes.
But the love of God will be with you forevermore.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Then we needed to be redeemed.
Yes.
We needed to be set free.
Yes.
He says in the text, from the aimless conduct that we receive by tradition from our fathers.
Yes.
Every sinner needs redemption. Why? I'm glad you asked. We are all slaves to sin till we meet Jesus. Romans 3 and 23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. They are lost and separated from God. Isaiah 59 and 2. But your iniquity has separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. Without the shedding of the blood, we will be hellbound and hopeless apart from Jesus.
Right.
Revelation 21 and 27 tells us only those names that are written in the Lamb's book of life shall enter the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
You got to understand that heaven is a prepared place for prepared people.
Amen.
Webster defines precious as of exceedingly high value or worth. Something that you can't put a price tag on it. The value of it is so great. The worth of it is so great. Those of us that have children, have grandchildren, you can't put a price tag on the worth that they bring to our lives. The joy and the peace they bring to us. But he said it was by the precious blood of Jesus. Blood keeps us alive as long as it's pure.
Yes, sir.
Jesus is spoken of in Hebrew as holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, made higher than heaven.
Yes.
And again, he who committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. 1 Peter 2 and 22, verse 19 says, but the precious blood of Christ.
Yes.
As a lamb without blemish, without spot, we have redemption, forgiveness of sin through the shedding blood of Christ.
Yes.
There must be repentance and faith by the believer. Repent me having a change of mind towards sin, turning away from sin and turning to the Savior. Jesus said in Luke 13 and 5, unless you repent, you too all will perish. Not only does blood has redemptive power, but the blood of Christ is precious because of his emancipating power. Christ is our great emancipator. Galatians 5 and 1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. John 8, 30, verse 31, 32 tells us, then Jesus said to those disciples the Jews that claimed to believe him, if you abide in my word, You are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Without the word of God, you can't have liberty. Without the word of God, you can't really be free. And to be free is not mean that I am free to do whatever I want to do. But to be free is under self-control, disciplined life. That's free. Not just to do whatever I'm big enough and bad enough to do. But to be in touch with myself, be in touch with my God. Christ died to set us free from the bondage of sin. Because Paul says in that sixth chapter of Romans, somewhere along in there, that those that sin, sin becomes their master. But those that obey God, God is their master. And so you're in bondage if you're in sin. You're in shackles if you're in sin. And the only way you can get out or get free is to know God and obey his word. Die. To free us from the bondage of sin. Therefore, we must stand against those who would enslave us with rules, methods, traditions, or special conditions for being saved or growing in Christ. There are those that say the ladies can't wear the hair now. They got to keep the hair up to be saved. But that has nothing to do with my salvation. That's what he's saying in the text. There are those that say the dress has to be almost to the ankle.
Yes.
That don't have nothing to do with my salvation. But I heap more rather see the dress down by the ankle than to see the dress up above the knee. Huh? That has nothing to do with my salvation. And I believe you, the closer you get to Jesus, you'll wear the proper attire. Them young men ain't gonna pull them pants up till we get them to Jesus.
Amen.
They'll pull them up when we get them to Jesus.
Amen.
Because it don't make sense to be running down the street and I got to hold my pants. And every now and then they lose a grip and the pants fall and they got to stop and pull them back up.
Yes.
Something wrong with that mind.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with that mind. Yeah. And they don't even know why they're doing it. They saw Lil Wayne doing it and Bow Wow, so they said, well, that must be the right thing to do then. Finally, the blood of Christ is precious because of his soul cleansing power.
All right.
Pure blood not only has redemptive power, not only does it have emancipating power, but it has cleansing power.
Come on.
Blood of Christ is precious because of his soul cleansing power.
Yes.
When the pure blood of Jesus Christ is applied to the sinner, it provides cleansing.
Yes, sir.
1 John 1, 7b says, the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleansed us from all sin.
Yes.
When we acknowledge our sins and ask for forgiveness, we are cleansed by his blood.
Yes.
1 John 1 and 9 tells us, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Not only that, but this precious blood gives us eternal life. But John 6:54 says, his blood is precious, for it gives us eternal life. So without the precious blood of Jesus, we can't be saved. Songwriter got into the act one day and said, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again, my darling? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. All precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.